Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, thank God. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here. And then, of course, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert W. Bly is our guest. Bob is a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of 70-something books that have sold millions of copies clearly across the galaxy, so many we don't even know about, from Mars and Venus. Is this the new one, Bob? Start Your Own Home Business After 50?
That is it. Start Your Own Home Business After 50.
And it's actually a print version, folks. I got a real book here, and but you sold a bunch of e-books, right?
Well, all my books are sold or published by mainstream publishing houses, so they're print, and nowadays mainstream publishers, for most of the books, not all, also have them available as ebooks. Yeah. I recently took a plunge and I self-published a business book as a Kindle ebook, which is also available as a paperback using CreateSpace.
All right, so check
that's
that
a
out.
Book, yeah.
And that's bly.com, bly.com is your website, right?
Yes.
So check all that out, folks. And as I said many times before, Bob has forgotten more about how to do business online than most of us will ever know, and he's very generous in sharing that with us. We're talking about the iceberg strategy, his iceberg theory of online marketing, which is that you pay attention to what you can see, what you can understand, what you can deal with, and be successful within that, and don't worry that you're not doing the other 15 things.
Exactly. You don't worry that someone says to you, oh, you don't have a four-square strategy?
Yeah.
And say, I don't waste my time. That's your answer.
Right. All right. So how do you know when to – what would you recommend? How do you recommend people get started to get those first two or three?
Well, after you have your basic education in business and marketing, and you get it by listening to the show and looking at Jim's site, that'll do it.
Or buying Bob's book. Go ahead.
You look at what's out there, and you say, hey, you know what? I think I could do well with, or this appeals to me, and you try a couple of things.
The ones that you're attracted to, right?
The ones that you're attracted to.
And maybe even they align with your business, right? I mean, if you're a lady, and folks, just hear me out here. If you're a lady and you're selling jewelry or some kind of services that other ladies like, Pinterest would be a good one to get comfortable with. I mean, we all know 70% of people who go to Pinterest are women.
Yeah, and Pinterest works for a lot of other things.
Yeah,
but it works very well for books, for example.
Right.
But you pick the couple of things that appeal to you and try them a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rule of thumb is do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And if you find you don't like or can't get Google Plus to work, let it go and try pay-per-click advertising instead.
Isn't it good that we've gotten to the point now where we've got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and Rocky Road as social media platforms? We don't have to just stick with one or two and try to wear everybody out on one or two. I mean, isn't it good that we have choices now?
It's generally good. The one negative is that it is more difficult to be a corporate marketing manager today because it's harder.
Oh, yeah.
Because the campaigns are so much more multi-channel. The planning is more difficult. When I did it in the late 70s, there was only five things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was easy to make a market.
But isn't it also, Bob, isn't it also good to be able now to be able to identify the profile that is involved more than likely with any particular platform, online platform, whether it be one of the social media sites or whatever, isn't it good that we can, that if we know who our profile customer is, that we can focus that online now more than ever before? Isn't that one of the tip of the iceberg things to look for?
Yeah, and it's almost a separate discussion, but in direct marketing, which I specialize in, the rise of big data, which most people listening to this have heard, have made it much more feasible to precisely pinpoint the customer in ways we could not before.
Are you a big data advocate?
I am yes, although I think the term is confused. I've always been a data advocate. I'm a copywriter, but I tell people you can get just as much or more out of a boost by doing data correctly than you can writing great copy.
Right.
And most people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Say that again. I want folks just to go be in the test. Say that last part again.
You can get just as much or more of a boost in response out of doing the data correctly, and if we have time, I can give an example.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we can have another discussion about it. Then you can designing and writing a great ad.
Give us a one-minute instruction on that.
You can look at your customers that you already have. If this is only works for people who are in business.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at your customers you already have, create using data regression and data manipulation a model of the customers who buy the most and perform the best and respond the most to your marketing, and
yep.
then you can, through data appending and other techniques, you can create a segments of your market and create a prospecting list that will perform better than any other database, including the rest of your list, that you have. You can do more marketing to your best customers.
Is there a place on your website where they can find out more about this?
Which book? It will be out in my new book, The Business to Business Marketing Handbook, which will be out, I would say, in the fall.
Okay, well, you have to remind us about that.
I'll remind you, Bob.
Come back soon.
Thank you.
Blide.com. Don't forget to check out his website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.